Pain in the Morning, 7:21. Ooh, baby. Off to another week. What a crazy news day. I was on the road coming back from the Thomas Paine mini tour of America down the Eastern Seaboard, and we'll have more about that this week as we journey on, trying some new camera angles here in the so many new things to try and new things going on with this podcast. It's taking on a life of its own. For the folks watching on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit, new camera angle. We brought the camera down. We got rid of the we're trying it out. We were using the Rush Limbaugh in studio cam for a while and changing it up. Mostly because I had this stuff on the road and I just kind of threw it together to see what it looks like. But we might stick with it. I don't know. You guys tell me. You tell me out there on the subscriber-only area. We appreciate it. And hearing from you guys. And I'm still a rookie at this, but we're having fun. And we're all getting better here. I'll tell you what, we made a lot of inroads on the road. For the folks who saw this morning's Pain in the Morning broadcast, you're wondering where the hell we were. Some people had guessed it. We're in South Carolina. Follies Beach, South Carolina. That was interesting. We got sidetracked there. I said, let's go over the coast, South Carolina, see what's going on. So we drove all over the place, and we'll talk about that more Wednesday on the Big Wednesday podcast, in addition to the Pain in the Morning on Wednesday. Busy news day, but folks who hadn't figured out where we were, the morning shot from yesterday's podcast was Anna Maria Island, Anna Maria Sound in Florida. And so many different people I talked to, I ran into and chatted up. Let's see, it's like Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Maryland. It's pretty much it, I think. It's enough. And I'm just getting back late tonight in the evening. And great trip. Changed my perspective on a lot of things that I'm hearing in the media and that we've actually printed in the media. I swear, this whole 4 or 5 days, my mouth is 30 seconds behind my brain. My brain's firing so fast and my mouth can't keep up with it. So a lot of insights that we'll be sharing with you on Wednesday. And we thank the folks on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit for watching the video podcast. I hope you liked some of the changes we made. And onward to a very busy news day. And bear with me, I'm dealing with two mouses, two keyboards today, because I didn't have time to set things up. So we kick things off with a very disturbing story, and it has developed through the day. So we're going to throw out some basics on it and discuss it. So if things have developed beyond what we're reporting right now, that's how the news business operates, and everybody should just chill. Gunman kills New Jersey judge Esther Salas' son, wounds her husband days after taking Epstein finances case. The husband and son of a federal judge, a Mr. Salas, was shot at their New Jersey home Sunday afternoon, sparking a massive law enforcement response. Three senior law enforcement officials told News 4 New York a gunman shot Judge Esther Salas' spouse and her 20-year-old son at their North Brunswick home around 5 p.m. Sunday. Preliminary indications are that the husband answered the door and was shot multiple times. The son came running to the door and was shot as well before the gunman fled. Judge Salas was believed to be in the basement at the time and was not injured. Investigators have preliminary information. Someone posing as a FedEx driver arrived at the family home around 5 p.m. Salas is seated as a judge in Newark, New Jersey. She was nominated by President Barack Obama and confirmed to the federal bench in 2011. Prior to that, she served as a U.S. magistrate judge. I would call myself a mumbling fuck at this point. If somebody else in my family or one of my friends was, I say, hey, you mumbling fuck, pick it up, let's go. The marble's out of your fucking mouth. So I'm calling myself on it. Salas also worked for a long time as an assistant public defender for several years. Open your mouth and move your lips, jackass. Her highest profile case in recent years was the financial fraud case involving husband and wife, Real Housewives of New Jersey, a reality TV series with stars Teresa and Joe. Is it Guidis or Guidis? I'm not up on this, but consider that they were Italians. We're going to go with Guidis or Guidis, whom Salas sentenced to prison for crimes including a bankruptcy, fraud, and tax evasion. Salas staggered their sentences so that one of them could be available to take care of their four children. More recently, Salas has presided over an ongoing lawsuit brought by Deutsche Bank investors who claim the company made false and misleading statements about its anti-money laundering policies and failed to monitor high-risk customers, including convicted. Yeah, he was baked in a fucking oven. Convicted. Is it possible to have jet lag from traveling in a car? Convicted. Sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. This is what I did for Citigroup for a long time, anti-money laundering. And we've written about that. We broke the story about Epstein's banker and Deutsche Bank and the money that Epstein was given or loaned by Deutsche Bank and Citigroup. See, all this stuff comes around. You break these stories and you develop them and then boom, one thing leads to another. Part of a news update, the suspect in the fatal shooting, the guy who was posing as the FedEx driver, was found dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Yeah, I have to chuckle sarcastically because you never really can't tell if it's self-inflicted, right? A lot of these guys... Well, we'll leave it at that for now. The suspect was later found dead of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound near Liberty, New York. Multiple law enforcement sources said a municipal employee discovered the body in a car. The deceased suspect was an attorney who had a case before Judge Salas in 2015. A FedEx package addressed to Judge Salas was discovered in the car. As a judge, she had threats from time to time, but everyone is saying that recently there had not been any, said Mayor Womack, who was a personal friend with the judge and her husband. Who the fuck is Mayor Womack? What's she the mayor of? It doesn't say. This is what happens when you take information from Associated Press. But this is disturbing, to say the least. We'll continue to follow up on this. The FBI is investigating, so I doubt that we'll get to the bottom of it. Just being honest. And we'll keep an eye on that. So moving on to the next headline. Kentucky couple is under house arrest for positive coronavirus test. A Kentucky family is under house arrest after one of them tested positive for COVID-19. The couple must wear ankle monitors and can't leave the house after Elizabeth Linscott tested positive for coronavirus and refused to sign papers promising a self-quarantine. This is what happens. You don't self-quarantine and they kick your door in and lock you up. Now, lucky these hillbillies down there in Kentucky didn't chain her to a bed. Linscott planned to visit her parents in Michigan, so she got a COVID-19 test as a precaution. Big mistake. Don't go getting fucking tests. Don't get on these people's radar. Don't do it. If you break out in a sweat and you end up in a hospital, you have COVID-19. That's how I'm saying it. What are you going to do about it if you get it? It's 99.7 survival rate. People running around getting these tests like they're going to fucking drop dead in the street. People are cement heads out there. You're asking for trouble getting on these people's radars. Yeah, they're searching for her in the cold Kentucky rain already. They didn't have to search for her. They kicked her door in and slapped an ankle bracelet on her. Despite not exhibiting any coronavirus symptoms, she tested positive for COVID-19. I understand if you're going to see your like parents and your older relatives and stuff, you want to get a test and think. I understand that. It makes a lot of sense. But when you get on these people's radar screen and they get their meat hooks into you with contact tracing and all that stuff, okay? You think you were testing for a virus? You just caught a cancer, okay? Called a public servant. Cancer. They're like a cancer. They're like fucking parasites. My grandparents wanted to see me, Linscott told WILX TV, so just to make sure if I tested negative, that would be okay, that everything would be fine. Take your temperature. If you have a high temperature, don't go. I don't understand. People don't listen to me, so whatever. People in my own family don't fucking listen to me. Not my immediate family, but extended family. They think I'm this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. Oh, yeah, and then 2 years, 3 years after I say something, it comes true. And they're like, oh, man, that's messed up. Didn't he say something about that? Didn't he predict that, a whole bunch of stuff? I don't know. Yeah. I know better. I'm smarter than he is. Yeah, okay. You have to apologize. I'm working with two keyboards today. Three mice, if you count the stories we're going to do on Fauci. A few days after she declined to sign the self-isolation and controlled movement agreed order, the Hardin County Sheriff's Department arrived at her home. I don't even know what to say to these people anymore. No one listens to me. Keep these people out of your house. Don't volunteer medical information to these people. There's a reason your medical information is protected by federal law so that you won't let these fucking tyrants into your house to harass you. I swear to God, they'll pull me out of here in a fucking burlap sack before I volunteer my medical information. Some crackpots with a clipboard. I don't give a shit. Maybe I'm just different than most people. I don't know. We'll talk about that tomorrow on the main podcast. It's the things I talked to, things I saw. in our travels, thousands of miles in a couple days, and you wonder why I might be a little cranky. I opened up the door and there was like 8 different people, 5 different cars, cops, Elizabeth's husband, Isaiah Linsket said. I'm like, what the heck's going on? This guy's in a suit with a mask. It's the health department guy, and he has 3 papers for us, for me, her, and my daughter. See, now they include the daughter, right? The authorities demanded that Elizabeth and Isaiah wear ankle monitors, and law enforcement said they would be notified if the couple traveled more than 200 feet away from their home. Who the fuck are these people think they are? See, this is what I'm talking about. I'm not crazy. I know how these guys are. They're all nuts. It's all about control. Right? People can go marching around in the street and burn down houses. They did it in the same fucking state. Louisville, Kentucky. They burnt, were torching the city, busting up police cars, vandalizing businesses, running around 2 feet from each other, not 6 feet. No masks. No social distancing. And no arrests. This woman goes to a voluntary test, doesn't want to submit to sign the paperwork. They kick her door in and slap ankle bracelets on. Do you understand what's going on here? This is a control, law-abiding citizens, and let the street vagrants, the vagabonds, the dirtbags run wild while the police clamp down on you. It's not a fucking conspiracy theory. This is what's going on. We've seen this. What is this, month 5? Remember? Just stay in your house for 2 weeks, 15 days until we flatten the curve, and then you can come out. It's 5 fucking months. It's 5 months, okay? They lie to you, including the White House. They lie to your fucking face. And people are still saying, I don't know. I think this guy's still have our best interest in mind. I don't know. I think it's just a couple of curveballs they were throwing. It's not very good. You know, it ran into a stretch of bad luck. Really? They're like 0 for 500 on predictions and models and bullshit. This isn't a stretch of bad luck. This is organized lying. You're being played on a daily basis. Wake the fuck up. Speaking of that, headline, Dr. Fauci lost all of his credibility by praising New York. I don't know where that's from, but that fucking guy didn't have any credibility to begin with, in my book. Play Little Mad World from Tears for Fears. Before we played Elvis. Before that, we played Michael McDonald. And we played Buffalo Springfield. We're off to the races with a good music selection. You can find that on the Thomas Paine podcast playlist, which apparently a lot of people are listening to, like in their free time. We put a lot of music on there. It's on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. Now it feels like my voice and my brain is caught up with each other, and we're off. I don't know if it's cool to punch yourself in the throat on camera. I thought about it. It freaks some people out. No, seriously, sometimes it all just doesn't click. If you're dragging, you really have to get mentally into it. That's one of the things I found out in the last 7 months. You really have to focus just on this and your thoughts, and that's it. Sometimes you're reading stuff and you're thinking about other things and your mind is over here when it should be here. That's when you run into trouble. And when everything starts clicking, usually runs very harmoniously. Mad World. Talk about Fauci. You kind of play Mad World. According to a recent poll, 2/3 of voters trust Dr. Anthony Fauci. not President Trump, when it comes to information on the coronavirus. Where are these two-thirds of people that they're... Were these the same people at Jonestown who were drinking the Flavor-Aide mixed by Reverend Jim Jones? Is that where they're getting these dummies? Well, if you think you can trust Dr. Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, you now have every reason to question his judgment. In an interview with PBS NewsHour, Fauci, the so-called trusted expert, I would say self-appointed trusted expert more than anything, actually lauded New York's response to the coronavirus. We talked about this this morning, pain in the morning. We know that when you do it properly, you bring down those cases. We've done it. We've done it in New York, he told PBS's Judy Woodruff. New York's got hit worse than any place in the world, and they did it correctly. It's mad world. This guy's the mayor of mad world, Fauci. President Trump issued a stay-at-home guidelines on March 16th. But Cuomo didn't order a lockdown until March 22nd, which was 6 days after San Francisco shut down and 3 days after the state of California shut down. California, which has nearly double the population of New York, hasn't been hit nearly as hard. As of Saturday evening, New York has had 411,000 cases and 32,167 COVID-19 deaths. California, however, has had 380,000 cases and 7,600 deaths. Ooh. That's about 20% of New York if you do the math. We'll call it 25%. According to the Wall Street Journal investigation, leaders in states like California and Ohio acted quickly to contain the spread, while Governor Andrew Cuomo and Mayor Bill the Queen de Blasio delayed taking measures to close the state, and even as the number of cases swelled, despite warnings from doctors, nurses, and school teachers. Well, not to mention that they put sick people in with older folks in retirement homes and long-term care facilities. In other states like New Jersey and Pennsylvania, but don't worry, Bill Barr is making comments today about the judge's family that was shot. Bill Barr is going to get to the bottom of it. You can guarantee you that, just like he gets to the bottom of a fucking Haagen-Dazs gallon. The same Bill Barr who's going to get to the bottom of what happened to Jeffrey Epstein in federal prison. We're going to get to the bottom of it. We're going to get to the bottom of this FBI spying. We're going to get to the bottom of this. Barr, do everybody a favor. Just shut the fuck up, please. Just a liar. Your entire career, you've lied. What's more amazing are the people that give this guy any credence, kudos, or credibility. That's even scarier. I mean, when P.T. Barnum said there's a sucker born every minute, he wasn't kidding, and a lot of them are on, the right wing. They listen to this guy. He's a fucking career liar. Yeah, but he's gonna help us out. He's gonna put people in prison, man. There's like a lot of people in a work camp somewhere, and they're all gonna go to prison. Mm-hmm. Sure. I guess maybe Reverend Jim franchised his Flavor-Aide. Can't make this stuff up. It's frustrating. Frustrating when you try to tell people the truth and they're just completely outer limits. They can't be helped. So we move on to the folks that can. Cuomo was praised early on for his public riffs with President Trump. Yeah, let's play some music while I'm talking, because I'm going to lose my shit. All right, we'll play a little Scandal. Right? This is a Scandal, so we'll play a little Scandal. Cuomo was praised early on for his public rifts with President Trump, but when it came down to it, he was so grossly unaware of the situation in his own state that he requested 30 to 40,000 ventilators to help see them through the pandemic when he only needed about 6,000. No, I think he wanted to kill a lot more people. The mortality rate on ventilators was 85%. I think Cuomo wanted to knock off another 30,000 or 40,000 New Yorkers. He's already accused of killing 10,000 seniors. What's another 10 or 20,000? Let's get those numbers up. Right? Guy makes fucking Kevorkian look like a scout picnic. All the nonsense made for great drama when Cuomo accused Trump of not providing enough ventilators, declaring, "You picked the 26,000 people who are going to die." Actually, Trump didn't have to. Cuomo did. But eventually, Cuomo admitted that New York had more than enough ventilators and ended up giving extra ventilators to other states that needed them. Yeah, because he was hoarding ventilators. We broke that story. Cuomo was so completely unaware of the hospital needs in the state that when the Naval Hospital shipped the USNS Comfort came to provide relief for New York City, it floated in the harbor for 3 weeks almost completely empty before he eventually realized it wasn't needed. I don't know how much that cost. That was millions of dollars. They had to dredge out the harbor to make sure it could get there. That was millions of dollars. And by what? By the way, all this is on you, taxpayer, not on New Yorkers. Federal. You're paying for this fucking maniac. Mayor Nipple Rings. Governor Governor Nipple Rings. You're paying for his insanity. Cuomo's estimates of New York's need for the hospital beds were completely wrong. Yeah, he said they're going to need 30 to 40,000 hospital beds. I'm serious. They retrofitted the Javits Convention Center with thousands of hospital beds. A fucking maniac idiot. And I've said before, he should be investigated for manslaughter. At the very least. But again, Bill Barr, don't worry, he's going to get to the bottom of it. He gets to the bottom of a bucket of chicken. That's about it. Let's talk about Cuomo. Yeah. Let's get into how he sent thousands of nursing home residents to their deaths while guys like Bill Barr are playing grab ass with John Durham in Connecticut. Those guys are on a fucking, like, on a yacht laughing at us. The equivalent, at least in my mind. I can't believe that people are still hanging on to these people, that something's going to happen before the election. We'll start breaking stories. Wait till August. We'll start breaking stories on that. Give you guys a dose of reality. On March 25th, let's get back to Cuomo. On March 25th, New York State ordered nursing homes to accept patients regardless of their coronavirus status. That's a deadly mistake. Even then, it was known that elderly were more vulnerable to the virus, so having patients who tested positive for coronavirus in nursing homes allowed the virus to spread rapidly. That means it killed thousands. Again, why isn't this guy and his ilk like Murphy in Jersey and Dopey Wolf in Pennsylvania and Whitmer in Michigan, and the list goes on and on. Why are these people not under investigation? Oh, don't worry. Cuomo ran his own investigation. He found out that he wasn't responsible for anything. You can't make this stuff up. Soon after Cuomo's mandate was announced, the National Association of Nursing Home Doctors protested the policy, saying it posed a clear and present danger to all of the residents of a nursing home. A patient advocacy group called the Committee to Reduce Infection Deaths also urged Cuomo to change the policy. Did he change it? No, doubled down. He did not change it. He repeatedly defended the policy, as did Howard Zucker, the New York State's health commissioner. I think we know what Zucker rhymes with. As the death toll rose, Cuomo quietly changed the policy so that nursing home patients who died in a hospital were not counted as nursing home deaths, possibly to cover up the devastating impact of his policy. It's always nice when you try to cover it up. See, this is why I think there's a level of criminality here. These guys, this goes beyond malfeasance. This goes beyond mistakes. There's a criminality here. There's a cover-up. There's criminality. But nobody in this corrupt fucking country cares anymore. Guys like Cuomo are protected. There is no left. There is no right in D.C. It's just them versus us. This is a patent example. And it's frustrating, especially to folks who lost loved ones. They never saw again. Going to nursing home, you couldn't visit them. Gone. That's it. Your loved one's gone. And these guys are going to get away with it. You know? I could go into the larger issues today, like what happened at that judge's house. This is the kind of stuff that stokes it. It's not white people and pissed off white supremacists. It's people who are pissed off at public servants who screw them over on a regular basis and fuck with them and ruin their lives. That's what it's about. Ask FBI guys. They'll tell you they're about guys who are disenfranchised with the government. Not just some maniac on the corner. There's millions of people disenfranchised with the government. That's the concern. This is a perfect example of this. Kill your relatives. And nobody cares. It's insane. Wasn't until May 11th that he finally rescinded Cuomo, his order, but the damage had been done. Nursing home patients represent a mere 0.46% of the United States population, but account for at least 43% of all coronavirus deaths. Figure that out. But Fauci thinks New York did things correctly. Punxsutawney Fauci. Now, we went further into this, okay? Cuomo kept the subways running. And de Blasio kept the subways running in New York, but they waited months to clean them. New York's subway system has continued to operate during the pandemic. But nightly closures and disinfecting cleaning weren't implemented until May 2020, May, nearly 2 months after the World Health Organization declared the coronavirus a global pandemic. Before that, they were only disinfected every 3 days. Listen, I was on the subway during this time, and it's like, it was frightening. Of course, sometimes the subway is frightening to begin with, but also last month, the Wall Street Journal spoke with nearly 90 frontline doctors, nurses, healthcare workers, hospital administrators, and government officials. And they reviewed emails, legal documents, blah, 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 in New York and identified 7 missteps: improper patient transfers, insufficient isolation protocols, inadequate staff planning, mixed messages between state government, city government, and hospital officials, over-reliance on government sources for key equipment, procurement planning gaps, and incomplete staff protection policies. But Fauci thinks New York did things correctly. This is a perfect example of why Fauci is insane. And we played Mad World, and what a perfect song for him. Now we move into the going from the insane to the absurd. Courtesy once again of the Department of Justice, or the Department of Injustice, however you want to. Headline, Ghislaine Maxwell believes Epstein was murdered and fears she's next. I could say a lot of smart ass things that would get me in trouble here. Let's play a little Midnight Rambler by the Rolling Stones. Why? I'll tell you why in a minute. talking about murder, right? Talking about Maxwell's murder. The Midnight Rambler was a song that was inspired by a infamous Boston Strangler. Between, I think it was 62 and 64, the Boston Strangler. Albert DeSalvo choked out 13 chicks. As Sammy would say, choked out 13 broads, man. Sammy Davis choked 13 women out, killed them in and around Boston. So the Stones wrote a song called Midnight Rambler. So we'll throw that song out there while talking about this. Ghislaine Maxwell believes her former boss, Jeffrey Epstein, was murdered in his New York City prison cell and fears she will also be killed. If I fail to shed any tears, please don't email me. Tell me what a cold bastard I am. A family friend told The Sun on Sunday, Maxwell, 58, fears she will be bumped off inside the brutal New York jail, which warders described as a hellhole. I looked at Yelp. This jail had terrible reviews on Yelp. Terrible. Another source says it's the same as Guantanamo Bay. Lights on, noise, and constant interruption of sleep. What the fuck do these people know about Guantanamo Bay? If you've been in Guantanamo Bay and now you're in jail in New York, it's time to examine your life. You might want to try to break out of the penal system and straighten your shit out. Maxwell's friend said, everyone's view, including Ghislaine's, is Epstein was murdered. She received death threats before she was arrested. This happens when you allegedly traffic and molest dozens of people and children, you might run into death threats. Again, I'm sorry I'm not shedding a tear for this fucking broad. Well, thanks to the Rolling Stones, you got a little music lesson in that as well. Headline, Antifa rioters fire mortars at Seattle police stations. Seattle just can't get their shit together, can they? That's what happens when your mayor is a fucking wallflower puppet. An Obama-appointed puppet. She was U.S. attorney in Seattle, Department of Justice. Another of the Department of Justice's finest. She's probably actually done more than William Barr has, though, to her credit. More damage. On Sunday, what began as a peaceful protest in Seattle developed into violent riots, vandalism, looting, and arson. This is every Sunday. We just call that every Sunday in Seattle. You know, like the fish market in Seattle? They throw the fish around. They're like, hey, ho! And they throw the fish around. Now they just throw it at street vagrants. Antifa rioters tore a devastating path through the city, smashing windows at the municipal courthouse and at various businesses, including storefronts for Amazon Go, Starbucks, and Walgreens. They targeted both the West Precinct Police Station and the East Precinct Police Station, which was the site of the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, occupied protests last month. Wait, I thought this was a summer of love. Ooh, it's a summer of love. It's like a street festival of people defecating in the street. I don't know what kind of festival you usually go to, but now these hobos are firing mortar-style fireworks at both police stations, and they caused a fire in the East Precinct Station. Pretty basic question for you cops in Seattle. When are you going to crack some fucking heads? You guys are actually probably more soy latte than these creeps in the streets in their skinny jeans. Crack some fucking heads. Stand up for yourself in your city. Don't listen to your stupid mayor. She's a bird brain. She's going to get you fucking jacked up or hit in the head with a brick or something or worse. Took a vow to protect people. Fucking do it. And the Constitution. Take a stick, crack these fucking hippies over the head. And guess what will happen? Won't have any more problems for much longer. American Sniper. What did he say? Violence does solve problems. It's a fact. Thousands of years of world history. You cops out in Seattle, wake the fuck up. Stop running away from your precinct with your shit in a box. Like your little bitches. It's an embarrassment. According to the incident commander, individuals within this group appeared to be very organized, and this appeared to be a very concerted effort at property damage. Seattle police said in a statement. Are you kidding me? Arson bomb detectives, along with the members of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, are conducting the follow-up investigations related to the arson and the fireworks. Detectives will be following up on the reported property damage and looting incidents.
This remains an active and ongoing investigation, the police said.
Well, Jesus, if ATF is there, someone's going to die. The folks that brought you Waco and Ruby Ridge. I'm going to take back what I said about people getting cracked over the head. It might be coming. According to local law enforcement, a peaceful protest. Here's your peaceful protest. Let's go back to we're talking about it. I keep the music rolling. Go handle my jet lag from a car ride. Listen to this peaceful protest. When you go out of your house to partake in a peaceful protest, don't you always take your baseball bat?
Get the sign, get a couple sandwiches, get the picnic basket, and get the Louisville Slugger, in case we run into trouble.
According to local law enforcement, a peaceful protest began at 10:30 a.m. Yet about 3 hours later, another group showed up, but wielding baseball bats. The Antifa rioters eventually made it to the West Precinct, and some individuals attempted to break into the building. Seattle police reported. I like how the Seattle police report things like they're the news. They don't report any arrests. They just report stuff that's happening. Maybe they're trying to take the place of the news media. Protesters threw bottles and rocks, boxes of things. What's going on here at the officers who were outside defending the precinct? An unknown person or persons threw multiple large mortar-type fireworks at officers from a close range. You see what I'm saying there? They're like reporting on it like they're the news media. You're the fucking police department. These guys are a bunch of pinatas out there. It's embarrassing. Those fireworks caused serious damage. Multiple officers were injured by the fireworks thrown at them. Two of the officers suffered lacerations and abrasion injuries, while a third officer sustained burns to his neck area and needed to be treated by the Seattle Fire Department. He was later transported to the hospital. A total of 12 officers were injured. What did I just say? You dummy cops out there are listening to this bird brain mayor and you're going to get hurt. I just said that. And 2 minutes later, we're reading about how you're getting... This is your fault for listening to an idiot. If you follow a leader who's a moron and she doesn't care whether you get hurt and you get hurt, whose fault is it? Really? Rioters marched on to Capitol Hill, where individuals in the group committed more property damage and looting. A small fire was set inside one of the businesses after the windows were broken out. The fire was extinguished. The Antifa rioters arrived at the East Precinct, where they proceeded to smash out the front windows of the police department. A large mortar-type firework was thrown inside the lobby of the precinct, causing another fire. Officers located another unlit large mortar-type firework nearby. I mean, what is this? They're obviously allowed to do this and get away with it on purpose. Then what, they're going to come looking to the feds and FEMA for money bail for cash to rebuild the city? Fuck them. Let that city burn to the ground. Rioters. Yeah, let's get some more. Let that city burn to the ground music. Why not? If you don't give a shit about your own city, why should we? You got cops running away from trouble. They're not doing anything. They're like, oh, man, did you see that? See that over there? Looks crazy. You're the cop. Do something about it. Rioters spray painted FYQ SPD, a profane attack on the Seattle Police Department, and fuck Bezos on the smashed windows of an Amazon Go grocery store. Well, they show Bezos. He'll never be the same. If I was a cop, this would be, I'd have my headphones on, I'd be listening to this as I was wielding a fucking asp. You know, like the retractable bat, cracking people across the fucking patella. Now you can't do that. That's violence. You wouldn't be a cop for long. That's goddamn right I wouldn't be. But guess what else I wouldn't be? I wouldn't be dead or in the hospital from getting rolled by a bunch of skinny jean fucking twerps. Rioters smashed windows and glass doors at a Starbucks and Walgreens. While police insisted the riot was very organized and very concerted, it remains unclear exactly who organized it. Oh, jeez, I wonder who fucking organized it. Maybe Antifa did? They know exactly who fucking organized it. If you want to know who organized it, call up the FBI. Who handles a lot of the Antifa organizers and brass? They'll tell you who organized it. Or DHS, call them. Why isn't the FBI and DHS out there rounding up these fucking street gutter snipes? Because they're implicated. That's why. Wasn't Barr going to label Antifa a terrorist organization? What is that, 2 months ago now? That's not going to happen. The FBI fucking handles these guys. Handles, another term for pays. They pay these guys for information. If they need to set up some dupe for blowing up a bridge or whatever, these guys help them. These guys are informants. They're paid informants. That's why they're not going to be labeled a terrorist organization. In essence, you would be labeling the Department of Justice the same thing. Can't stop us now. Yeah, exactly. Can't stop us now because the people who are supposed to stop us are in bed with us. It's frustrating. I've said this 100 times. People are like, what's your source on that? 35 fucking years of working with these guys. That's my source. And do you have a link? GoFuckYourself.com. GoFuckYourself.com. That's my link. You have a link. Go back to sleep, you fucking zombie. Well, how about a little Alabama song? We haven't played any Alabama in a while. The headline, Fauci to throw out the first pitch for the Washington Nationals home opener. He's a fucking celebrity now. Unbelievable. Little Alabama, while I take what's left in my water and finish it. Crazy ass news day. This town ain't big, this town ain't small. It's a little of both, they say. Our ball club may be minor league. Anthony Fauci will throw out the first pitch of the Washington Nationals home opener on Thursday, according to Monday afternoon announcement from the team. Congratulations, Nationals. The guy who threw your whole entire fucking season a curveball, you're honoring. You dopey dumbasses. This guy is probably the man responsible for ruining the entire country, along with Burks and Redfield, the three blind mice running the coronavirus task force in the White House. He fucking cost the Major League Baseball and all other sports across the gamut billions of dollars, and you're going to put this midget on the mound to throw out a baseball. Good luck. You better put the mascot 10 feet in front of him. Later, they're gonna put a ball on a tee and let Fauci hit off the tee ball, and he can run to the bases while people cheer him like a little fucking kid that he is. Dr. Fauci has been a true champion for our country during the COVID-19 pandemic and throughout his distinguished career, so it's only fitting that we honor him as we kick off the 2020 season and defend our World Series title, the team wrote in an official statement. You dumb fucking assholes. I mean, you can't even make this up. All you stupid players out there who are making a fraction of what you were making last year, not that it matters, you have so much money. It's ridiculous. You have this idiot to thank. So, congratulations. Buy him a fucking birthday cake while you're at it, you dingbats. The Nationals are playing the New York Yankees, and Fauci, a native of Brooklyn who now lives in Washington, has said he's a fan of both teams. Of course he is. He's a fucking politician. He doesn't pick sides. He makes money from both sides. How could you be a fucking Yankees fan and also, I'm sorry, ask any Yankees fan, how could you be a Yankees fan and a Nats fan? This guy's so full of shit. Fauci has appeared in public several times in recent weeks wearing a Washington Nationals face mask. Yeah, probably because he got it for fucking free. Cheap prick. So. Alabama's view from the cheap seats. Every time we talk about Fauci, that's how I feel. We're in the cheap seats. Watching this Broadway play unfold chapter by chapter while ruining our lives. And these dummies in the MLB want to honor him. Anybody else? Maybe the NFL can have him. He could be one of the ball boys. This is stupidity personified. When a guy who wrecks your entire league, you honor him. Makes a lot of sense. My voice is struggling. I apologize. It's that damn sea air last night. We did the live or the pain in the morning remote from high above the ocean, Atlantic Ocean. That hot air was just blowing in, and it was literally like trying to breathe peanut butter. What a crazy, off to a crazy week already. We'll have more coming for you tomorrow, two podcasts tomorrow on Wednesday. Can't believe how fast the week's going, but when you drive up and down the East Coast in a weekend, that happens. So we'll have more on that tomorrow as well. So shout out to everybody out on True Pundit, reading True Pundit. We had a lot of traffic today because of this story, especially the story we broke a while back on Epstein's banker. And the reporting continues to get stranger and stranger and stranger on these stories. And what was once considered a conspiracy theory, again, has dissipated, and now it's just a damn conspiracy. There's no more theories. It goes on and on and on with this crew, the rich and famous. It's literally them against us. If you haven't figured it out yet. If you haven't been listening here long enough, you will figure it out. That's one of my main themes. The haves versus the have-nots. Folks on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit, they get to watch the video of this podcast. We appreciate the direct support and our trip that we will discuss more tomorrow in much more detail. I might actually show some video too. I'll release some video of the trip. I have to figure it out. It's like a lot time consuming. It's so, you know, if there's not enough time with all the news that's breaking, but we would not have been able to pull that off without the direct support of subscribers on those platforms, because we had some money left over from last month, and so we wanted to put it to good use. I wanted to go out and see what the hell was going on. I'm glad I did. I have a brand new perspective. We'll go on more into that, so hang in there. We're off to a crazy week. That has been news, has been blasted out of a cannon, so to speak. See you tomorrow for two podcasts. Take care. God bless.
I will comfort you. I'll take.